Watch, DNC features compilation of support for mail-in voting. By Hannah Blow on August 18, 2020. The Democratic National Committee's, DNC, virtual convention featured a compilation to advance universal mail-in voting, with those in the video demonstratively using fear tactics to get seniors on board with the party's long-held objective to make universal vote by mail a reality. The compilation featured a handful of older adults who touted false Democrat talking points, including that seniors rely on the U.S. Postal Service for their Social Security checks. Millions of people and veterans and senior citizens rely on the postal system for prescription medicine, for their checks, one woman said. As Breitbart News has reported, 1.2% of benefits are paid by mail checks, meaning the vast majority, or 98.8%, of benefits are issued electronically. Having the Postal Service deliver my prescription became even more comforting when the COVID-19 virus hit us here in the United States, a man said. However now, with Donald Trump in office and his attempts to undermine the United States Postal Service, we are extremely concerned, another woman added. One woman explained that she was diagnosed with multiple myeloma and declared that voting by mail is our only realistic option. In no way do I want my 11 grandchildren to grow up in a world where this kind of suppression exists, a grandmother added. Universal mail-in voting has been a sticking point for the left, as Democrat politicians try to pack the next coronavirus relief measure with means to bolster that objective. Critics warn that mass mail-in voting invites increased fraud and error, as countless examples come to the forefront. New York City's Board of Elections, for example, effectively tossed 26% of vote-by-mail ballots for arriving late, lacking a postmark or failing to include a voter's signature, or other defects, according to the New York Post. In July, a dead cat in Atlanta made waves after receiving a voter registration form by mail. Now, officials, in states such as Pennsylvania, are hoping to change election rules to allow ballots to be counted even if they arrive 3 days late, as long as they are postmarked by the original deadline. The call for change follows a warning from USPS that some ballots requested close to the deadline may not arrive on time. Meanwhile, Dr. Anthony Fauci, who said he plans to vote in person in November, has stated that there is no reason why we shouldn't be able to vote, in person or otherwise.